Those of you in the venue, you can take your seats comfortably. At home right now, I want you to turn with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1. The Bible reads in the Amplified Classic and it says, "The wicked flee." Say, "That's not me." Hey, you can do better than that. I need to hear you at home. "The wicked flee." Say, "That's not me." "When no man pursues them." But listen to this. And this is your cue to say, "That's me." "But the uncompromisingly righteous." You can do better than that. Hosts, you can do better than that. "But the uncompromisingly righteous are as bold as a lion." As I said it before and I'll say it again, we are living in a season, we are living in a time that demands radical boldness. Now you may say, "Jade, what does that mean?" That means that there is no time to be ashamed of the gospel. Let me say that again. This is not a time to be ashamed of being a Christian. This is not a time for you to, you know, say, "You know, one day I'm a Christian. One day when I feel like I'm not a Christian, I'm just going to put it on hold." This is the time to be top tier for Jesus. This is the time for you to be bold on the things of God and in the things of God. You see, the Bible says this in Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1, that it is only the wicked that run when no man pursues them. In other words, when nothing is chasing you, but you're running. You're paranoid. You're concerned. You're worried everywhere you look. You don't even know this. You say stuff like, "There's skeletons in my closet. My past is trying to chase up to me." But actually, there's nobody chasing you. You see, the reality is this, that when you know who you are in Christ by the Word of God, when you choose to believe God's Word, the truth of God's Word, you're bold and you're tenacious. You're unashamed. See, Paul writes and he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. A scripture that comes to mind, and you can go there now, Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Peter and John just heal a lame man. I'll give you some context. Peter says to this man outside the gate, he says, the guy asks him, "Hey man, do you have any coins for me, please, man? I just want a rand, please just give me something." Peter says to him, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, in the name of Jesus." You see, we spoke about that name that's above every other name, that at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That means if sickness has a knee, if cancer has a name, depression has a name, anxiety has a name, it has to bow to the name of Jesus. You know why? Because it's the name above every other name. And so Peter says to this lame man, "Silver and gold I do not have." You see, I want you to know today that whatever limitation you've placed on yourself, as Taylor rightfully spoke about the anointing, you've been anointed to destroy the works of the devil. But that has to come with the reality of knowing who you are in Christ by the Word of God. You see, tonight as you raised your hands, you placed a demand on the very anointing that was in this room, saying, "Lord, here I am. Use me." The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, and it says, and it reads, and it says in verse 13, because obviously having healed this man, it stirred the religious leaders of the time. It caused a stir. It upset people. It upsets people when you're bold. You see, so many times as believers, we feel bad for outgrowing the people that had an opportunity to grow with us. You see, when God works in your life, you cannot feel bad for that friend of yours. You're to love them and you're to show them the way. You see, Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says this, and you can read it for yourself. It says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they had recognized that there was something different about Peter and John." You see, tonight you're being marked. Again, it's not by coincidence that you're in this place. It's not by coincidence that you set foot here. It's too late. You're already here. That means you're marked. Mithali, you're marked. You're marked by the fire of God. Tyron, you're marked. You're sitting in your home right now. You're marked by the fire of God. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. You see that man that was on the ground, that was lame. Peter and John could have just said, you know what, man, next time we'll come around. How many of you ever said that? You've walked past that lame person. You negated the opportunity to do something. You see, you've been anointed to destroy the works of the devil. But you will never walk and live in that reality unless you know who you are in Christ. Because that's what makes you bold. Everybody say bold. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, the Bible says that those religious leaders, they marveled. They were shook. In simple terms, they were shook. How could they do this? Really? Surely? How is this possible? They had seen something that they'd not seen before. And the Bible, I love the Bible because various translations, it's interesting how they translate it differently. The translations say that the religious leaders perceived that they had been with Jesus. Go and check it out for yourself. The religious leaders perceived that Peter and John had been with Jesus. Have you been with Jesus, child of God? Have you spent those intimate moments so acquainted that when an opportunity comes, when there's a lame man, when cancer tries to get into your family and depression tries to plague your mind and suicidal thoughts try to grip you, have you been with Jesus? You see, the religious council wanted to sort them out, Peter and John. How could they do this? You see, when you know and you've been with Jesus, it doesn't matter what your critics say, because people will always criticize what they cannot produce themselves. See, this is the hour that calls for radical boldness. And right now, I want you to declare this. Say, today, I declare that I have a radical boldness for the things of God, because I am with Jesus. Another scripture, 1 John chapter 4 verse 17. 1 John 4 17. Please turn there in your Bibles. 1 John 4 17 says this. Herein, 1 John 4 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is. As He is, not as He was, not as He will be, as He is. Everybody say that right now. As He is, so am I in this world. You're at home right now and you're listening and you say, but Jade, you don't know what I've been through. Jade, I'm sitting here tonight and I don't know what you don't even know my family. You don't know where I come from. I may not know where you come from. But when you made a decision to follow Jesus as He is right now, in all power, in all authority, in all victory, so are you in this world. But you see, Peter and John, again, they could have said, you know what? Next time, buddy. Next time, eh? All right, see you next time. Cheers. They could have said, you know what? Now's not the time. Now's not the season. You know, just wait for your healing. Peter and John were bold enough. They were bold enough to say, you know, in spite of the critics, in spite of what people will say about me, in spite of what people will think about me, in spite of what everyone else is doing, we're going to live to please God. We're going to live to do the will of the Father. You see, when you're busy doing the will of the Father, you cannot be distracted by the opinions of man. Let me say that again. When you are doing the will of God, you cannot be distracted by the opinions of man. But the question is this, are you in the will of God? So you may be sitting here tonight and you've come in confused. You say, Jade, this message is hell up. It's next level. You're listening and you're like, Jade, this word is just over my head. Am I ever going to be good enough? Let me tell you, you are good enough. You're just right for God to use. Are you willing and obedient to do the will? I want you to write these three keys down to boldness. Three keys. Three keys to boldness. The first one is this: uncompromisingly in right standing with God. Uncompromisingly in right standing with God. What does that mean? That in spite of how I feel, in spite of what they've said, in spite of what may be going through me right now, in spite of my girlfriend or my boyfriend, in spite of what is happening in the world, I'm going to choose to live for God. You see, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16 says this. It says, be ye holy, not be ye lit, for I am lit. It's interesting how we bring a worldly spin on the gospel. Be ye lit, for I am lit. When you're filled with the fire of God, you don't need to be lit. You become supernaturally on fire. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. What does that mean? Even right now, you're feeling stuff on the inside of you where you know, hey, I've got to change my life. You have got to change your life. No one can change your life for you. So that key again, uncompromisingly in right standing with God. You're not moved. You're not shaken. I refuse to be shaken by what my friends are saying. I refuse to be shaken by what culture's saying. You know, there are many distractions in culture today. There's agendas after agenda after agenda. LGBTQ, F, A, B, C, D, Z, 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 whatever else. All sorts of wicked agendas that are trying to distract you, that are causing you not to be bold for the things of God. The second key is this, the Word of God. You need to place an urgency on the Word of God. See, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says that if you shall diligently meditate upon this Word day and night and have it not depart from your mouth, and observe to do, not just observe. Because I'll be honest with you, when I was still a young Christian, I used to observe the Word. In fact, the Word would gather dust on my table. And I'd look at it and be like, oh God, this Word doesn't work. Because I'm observing and I'm obeying one part of the Scripture. The Bible says, observe to do all that is written in it. All that is written in it. The third key is this. Three keys to boldness. The last one is this. Active engagement of the Word. Active engagement of the Word. That means, simply put, faith without works is dead. Let me say that again. Seems like there's a lot of dead people. Faith without works is dead. So if God's Word says, hey, right now, you have been anointed, you have been appointed by God for such a time as this, that means that you need to do something with what you have. And even right now, you could be sitting there and you're saying, but yo, I don't really know if I have much. It's not about how much you have. It's about who you have. It's not about how much you have. It's about who you have. For you have Jesus, the same Spirit. Listen to this. The self-same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. That means you have resurrection power living on the inside of you. In your homes right now, resurrection power is on the inside of you. But again, that will never be your reality if you don't choose to focus on that. I want everybody to bow their heads in this place. Those of you at home as well. I want you to actively engage this Word that you've received tonight. Even now, the Lord's giving you an instruction as to what to sow. You say, Jade, we're speaking about boldness. How can I give? Let me tell you, when you're bold and you're tenacious in your giving, and you say, Lord, in spite of what I may have, even if my bank account is glaring back at me with double zeros, there's nothing in my account, what can I have? God has given you something to give. He gives seed to the sower. So if you don't have anything, have you been sowing? The Lord's giving you an instruction in your homes right now, and there's details coming on the screen. Those of you on Facebook can just type hashtag donate. But there's details on the screen right now for those of you watching on television and in the room, in the auditorium right now, with your heads bowed. I want you just to raise your hand. The Lord's given you an instruction. The ushers are going to come around with envelopes. And I want you to sow tonight a bold seed to seal the word that you've received tonight. Sow a seed that, you know, perhaps you felt, oh my goodness, how can I do this? Be bold in your approach towards God's word and watch God supernaturally come through for you. Father, every seed sown tonight, today, we choose to boldly sow. The amount doesn't matter. But Lord, we honor you with our seed. We honor you with our wealth, with our increase. And we seal this word today. We declare that we are blessed. And we will boldly be a blessing to our generation. Financially, spiritually, in every single capacity that you've empowered us to be bold, we will be bold. In Jesus' name. Amen.